AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An Ohio man goes to court today, accused of training with terrorists in Syria and planning to return home to launch an attack inside the United States. Abdulrahman Sheikh Mohammed is expected to plead not guilty to charges that he planned to hit a military base or a prison. The indictment alleges that he wanted to kill American soldiers. He is a U.S. citizen originally from Somalia. One lawmaker calls it a stunning security breach, the political stunt that had a Florida postal worker land his ultralight aircraft on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. He's been charged with crimes that could send him to prison for years. Meanwhile, we're told his flight wasn't detected, likely because he was flying low and slow. Private pilot Bob Russell says he's not surprised.
It's common knowledge in the sense that if you get down amongst trees and buildings and you're not going very fast, the radar would have difficulty distinguishing you from anything else. I mean, you might be a bird or some animal.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says pilot Doug Hughes literally flew in under the radar. There's some bad weather in the southern plains, the Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards.
There were a few tornado reports yesterday in western Kansas, Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma, and even a few down along the Texas coast, fairly widely scattered, but none of them lasted a very long time.
But he says there may be storms again today from Nebraska to South Texas. Five people have been found dead inside a home in Phoenix. Police say it appears to be linked to a dispute over a family business. Three of the dead were brothers. Two women apparently were the men's mother and one of the brothers' wives. We don't know exactly who fired the shots, but police say they are not looking for any outstanding suspects. This is AP Radio News. Authorities have released the frantic 911 call from the baggage handler who fell asleep inside the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines jet. Here's our Ross Simpson.
The call came in shortly after takeoff for Los Angeles.
Hello, I'm trapped in this plane, and I caught my droplet. I'm in this plane.
You're where?
I'm inside a plane, and I feel like it's moving in the air. Flight 448, can you please tell somebody to stop it?
Before the bewildered dispatcher could call anyone, the cell phone connection was lost, but the baggage handler was found when the pilot heard him banging on the roof of the cargo hold and returned to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. The man's employer says it's against company policy to hide in a cargo hold and take a nap. I'm Ross Simpson.
Kim Richards, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has been arrested on suspicion of being drunk in public. She was arrested yesterday at the Beverly Hills Hotel, say police. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.